Hey there, prayer warriors. Mark here. Just so glad to know that a couple of you out there just turned your lives over to Jesus and that you too have become a prayer warrior. Pray constantly. Pray without ceasing. Let's just go to God and open us just with a quick word of prayer. And dear Lord, we just praise your name. We just ask for your guidance and wisdom to be filled with your Holy Spirit. Just speak through us. Let us share with one another your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, anyway, so what I'd like to do is just for a couple of weeks is talk about Luke. Luke wrote two books there in the Bible, and we all know them, Luke and the book of Acts. And if you take a look at those two books in their entirety, the number of chapters and words, Luke really was the second most prodigious author in the New Testament. He wrote a huge amount just behind Paul, and Paul had all of his letters and, the letters to the Romans and some of the great works there. However, Luke was a little bit different, whereas Paul was a Jew, very well-educated Jew. Luke was a Gentile. Luke was just like us. Maybe that's why I like him so much. He was just like us. He was a non-believer until the coming of Christ and the gospel was spread up north. Because he wasn't born in Jerusalem. He was probably born up in southern Turkey, southwest Turkey, up around Antioch, someplace up around there. And he was very well educated. He was, they call him a physician. And in those days, the physicians aren't like we understand. These are the ones that dealt a lot with, naturopathic remedies. Stomach aches, you drink this type of tea. Cuts on the arm, yeah, they can bandage it up. And then to prevent infections, they had different salves that they could put on there. So he was a physician that people would turn to. So he was well-educated as well. However, he was a Gentile. He was a non-believer as he was raised up and became a Christian as a result of the gospel being spread to the north. And Antioch is really kind of down that southwest part of Turkey. And to get there, you would have had to probably go up through Lebanon and through a little piece of Syria and then up into southern Turkey there. So it's a couple of hundred miles. You go by boat. A lot of people went overland. So anyway, here we've got Luke, who's a Christian, and it's interesting, his writings, the book of Luke, really, he wasn't there. He was not at the Last Supper. He was not there when Jesus spoke. However, there's so many words that look like he was there, and for years, even as a young Christian, I thought, oh, Luke's one of the 12 disciples. He wasn't. He didn't even get to eat with Jesus. He probably never even met Jesus. So it's just a little bit unique, and like I said, a lot like you and me. So we have to read what Luke wrote in the book of Luke in the Gospels and the book of Acts. And it's very powerful what Luke relays to us. He was a very, very detailed, well-educated person. And in those days, you had to write exactly, whether you were transcribing or copying, or you couldn't just interpret it. You couldn't leave out keywords, and it's like jots and tittles, commas, exclamation marks. You could not leave those out. And so here's Luke, and he's interviewing probably a lot of these people who were there and passing on the words of Jesus, in Matthew, Mark, and John. And so he's compiling all of this, and so it was brought into the Bible. And so here's Luke, and if you take a look at it, Luke was a prayer warrior, whether you want to admit it or not. And I jotted down just a couple of numbers here. As you look at the Gospels, in Matthew, prayer and praying and prayed was mentioned 10 times. That's Matthew. Matthew, 10 times. In Mark, it was 12 times, pray and prayer and talking about prayers. And then John, only 5. John really kind of talked about the love of Jesus. In Luke, so we've got 10, 12, and 5. In the book of Luke, it was 19 times. So, over double in the book of Matthew and four times as many as the book of John and half again as many in Mark. So Luke, 19 times that was mentioned, prayer and praying and prayed. In Acts, it was almost double, 32 times. So absolutely incredible. So that Luke is bringing all this to us as that Gentile who's become a Christian. And so what I'd really kind of like to talk about is just a couple of verses out of the book of Luke. And it's how do we approach prayer? And in this case, Luke has written down the words of Jesus. He's quoting Jesus in a couple of these places. And it kind of hit home this weekend as we take a look at social media or on television or cable news. What's it all about? It's all about me. It's all about I. It's all about not we or you. It's all about me. How many likes do I got? How many, you know, whatevers, you know? And so it's this self-aggrandizement. And really what we see is that was what was going on in the temple days, in the time of Jesus. And Jesus was very much against that. Not once did I hear Jesus or read that Jesus would stand up on the temple and say, it's all about me, except in the case of, accept me as your personal Savior. I'm the river of life. I'm the tree of life. I'm the water. Do you understand that? And so he was offering that out. He was giving of himself as opposed to, it's all about me. And what I'd like to do is open the Bible to Luke chapter 18. And Luke in chapter 18, Luke really starts it off. Then he, Jesus, spoke a parable to them. And this is the disciples are there and along with the Pharisees. And he said, then he, Jesus, spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray. Men, and that's both men and women, children, that's kind of the group. Men always ought to pray. Isn't that amazing? And Jesus started this parable, and start there again, drop down to verse 9 there in chapter 18. It said, and he, Jesus, spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Yeah, and so we see this, you know, I'm the way cool dude. I'm the way cool dudette. I'm going to do it my way. You can hit the highway. And it's all about this ego stuff that's ongoing. And I'd just like to read that to you really quick because it's very applicable in these days, whether it's in school, whether it's in public, and whether it's on your social media. It's like, yeah, I am awesome. And in those days, the Pharisees, they were the ones who would have been, you know, one had a million likes on their social media page because it was all about them. And it starts there in verse 10. He said, Jesus is speaking. He said, two men went up to the temple to pray there in Jerusalem. One was a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. And remember, you know, Pharisees were the cool guys. The tax collectors, they were kind of scumbags. And he said there in 11, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. How do you pray with himself? It's just you're speaking for the sake of others to hear you. Really, I think my dad used to say, don't talk just for the sake of talking. And he said, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, and even as the tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And then he goes on to say, and the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beating his breast, he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this is Jesus speaking again, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other, the Pharisee. For everyone who exalts himself will be abased. In other words, he's going to be off dead center. He's not, you know, he's wrong. And he who humbles himself will be exalted. So who did Jesus? He was talking about the Pharisee who you know had the million likes on his social media page and 100,000 followers. Jesus said to the tax collector about the tax collector who said, "God be merciful to me, a sinner." That's who he sided with. That's who he wants us to be, not some social media giant. He wants us to be humble. And Jesus, earlier in the book of Luke, as Luke, wrote there in 6:12, in 14:11, Jesus is talking to the disciples, and he said, there in 14:11, he said, "For whoever exalts himself will be abased, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." And he does this as he puts a great example of that just three verses earlier there in 14:8. "When you are invited by anyone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the best place, lest one be more honorable than you be invited by him." Okay, so we're really not the best, no matter where we're invited, right? "And he who invited you and him come and say to you, 'Give a place to this man,' and then you begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place, so that when he who invites you comes, he might say to you, 'Friend, go up higher.' Then you will have glory in the presence of those who sit at the table with you." So don't look for the best seat. Don't say, "I'm the cool kid. I'm the Pharisee. I pray louder and better than any of those tax collectors and adulterers," kind of like we all are, all those sinners. Yes, I am one. So I want to just leave this with you. Just remember what Jesus teaches us, and that Luke has written down here in his gospel. Don't be the best. Don't try and be the best. Be with that tax collector. Be with the rest of us sinners who really don't care about how many likes we get. We care about what Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to all be prayer warriors. Pray first. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for guidance and wisdom. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Just have an amazing week and be blessed. Take care.